fly down and come back for $100.
Tim, I got a question. Are these paid for with taxpayer dollars?
Depends how you look at it. Is Cheryl's pocket or my pocket taxpayer dollars? Or even the chief, let's don't shorthand it.
Yeah, you can't even pay for it.
That's a good question.
No.
I mean, it is.
We'd like to stop in Nashville on the way back.
What do they call that, a catch-22?
Kind of.
Plus, we hauled a bunch of stuff down for Ruth.
We should talk about that in our next interview.
Sure.
It's over there. He lives over in the Orlando area.
Oh,
Brian does, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we met.
She had a timeshare there, didn't she?
Yeah.
Cheryl, what's your favorite candy?
And then when we left there, we went on over to Pensacola.
Junior Mints.
And
Junior
Panama.
Mints.
We spent time there, so that's why
I would
we
never
like
guess
to
that one.
Yeah.
Ready?
Ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay.
We're getting our meeting started. Stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ask clerk to call the roll.
Edmonds?
I'm here.
Buchanan is absent. Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Srulich?
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, September the 8th.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $3,184.23. Economic Development, $239. Police, $3,188.08. Fire, $2,763.72. Street, $3,805.25. Park, $7,048.72. Police and Fire Commission, $30.40. Garbage disposal, excuse me, $56.10. Cemetery, $1,072.37. Water operations, $13,177.48. Sewer operations, $510.51. Water deposits, $75. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $4,186.34. Water Main Extension Project Fund, $26,977.74. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $507,575.36.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. Kenny's not here tonight. I guess we don't have anything for this streets.
Well, I'll tell you what, even though Kenny's not here and didn't mention it, media is sitting behind me. We need to remind them about the homestead having the ham and beans on Saturday. So the first two blocks of East Woodlawn will be closed off from about 2:30 till 7:30 so they can actually do their drive up pickup for the ham and beans. And that, so it'd be nice to get a little mention back here.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's good for the public to know that. It also reminds them that they're having that, and also the traffic pattern. Thank you, Tim. Public property.
I don't have a whole lot. Do you want to thank Danny and the fire department, last meeting we had while I was sitting here, they had a heck of a leak out by the Assembly of God Church, the road that goes by Assembly of God. I've only seen it twice where it blew the road just completely out and just opened up a hole. You could have put a pickup truck in, basically. It was just a total top of the main blowed out on a 6-inch main, and it just took the entire road and washed everything down, and it was really tough. We had to shut down at the site of the water plant, basically, and shut that off across. And I know a lot of people were out of water, but there's just not anything that we can do with something like that. They had to shut it down because it just too much pressure to try to fix any other way. But Danny came out with a fire truck, and it gave us some auxiliary lighting and used a couple of their lights, and I really appreciate that. That was just some more intergovernmental work with each other that it comes in handy when we can sure all do does. That. And so I really appreciated that. They've been working on just pretty much normal everyday stuff. We've still got just things that always going on, and each department is helping each other with the brush pickup and all the things that they were doing while the streets were being paved and everything. So I appreciate that. And as we get down to new business, we're looking at making an intergovernmental agreement with an engineering company that takes care of our automated equipment at the plant. And the SCADA system is that part that you can take and interact, and I'm not the techie. I have a lot of trouble. I'm not even going to be able to turn the computer on. But anyway, that is how it's done from remote, and it just hasn't been working. The guys are getting a lot of overtime on the weekends, which is good for them, but it's not good for us as a city to keep having to pay for things that we should be able to do just by pushing a few buttons. So we're going to try to get that corrected. The plant is getting older. It does a great job. It does what we need of it, but the actual parts of it are starting to age, and we got to start looking at what are we going to have to do in the future here of getting it back up to that shape. We've changed different valves from air valves to mechanical that work off of the same system. We've changed the computer system because we had stuff that wouldn't work and compatible. And this is just another piece of that that's going to be coming up. So I'll be wanting to get that voted on tonight so we can go ahead and get these guys coming over, because they have to bring a man over from Indiana, and then they're going to do it. And it'll be a cost-effective deal because they're only going to charge us when they have to be called and when they have to work on it. But anyway, I will ask to go ahead and get that approved tonight. Sure. Figured I'd just explain it now during my part of the meeting, and just a lot simpler. So other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Thank you, John. Health and safety?
I've only got one thing. Back to the golf carts, we just need to remind everybody to pay attention to the rules about underage kids and so forth on them, and just follow the rules and guidelines. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Tom, you got something for us?
Well, we got another increase in sales tax over this time last year. Total of about $18,000 for the two types of sales tax. So that's a positive. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We'll move down to unfinished business. We got some purchase of some clock guns for the police department. You have a motion for that?
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve the purchase of 15 Glock Gen 5 Model 17 semi-automatic handguns for the police department from Keesler Police Supply in the amount not to exceed $5,000.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any other discussion on this?
Did they get the others traded in and everything done with the 40 calibers?
I think he's got it taken care of. He hasn't really told me for sure, but I'm pretty sure he has.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds? Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the Motion for the ordinance for the local cures program. You have a motion for that?
Yeah. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1521, an ordinance pertaining to the local cure program.
I make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? You want to tell us about something about this, Tim?
This is the phase that the state and federal government put into play that actually allows municipalities to submit some of their qualifying COVID numbers. We don't have a lot, but at least we got some to submit, and this is their ordinance that they gave us that we have to pass in order to be able to do that. It's just a formality.
Thank you, Tim. Any other discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the motion for the engineering proposal for the water treatment plant.
Motion to approve the engineering proposal for the SCADA system at the water treatment plant from Donahue and Associates, Inc. in the amount not to exceed $10,000.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and second. Any other discussion on it? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes.
Thank you for going ahead and approving that. That way we can get it started. I appreciate it.
That's fine. We got one item that we're going to place on file this evening. It's a sitcom intergovernment agreement. You guys got that in your box. You can read it over. If you got any questions about the changes that were made on it, you can talk to Tim and kind of clarify some of them. There was some important arrangements made through that agreement this time, so that'll help everybody involved. With that, I'll have a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
I drive by.
I know, and I missed her to you.
What have you been doing? Okay, I'll call you about it probably next week.